Well, pleased to have Cody Osborne joining us once again from SaskTip. And Cody, I understand we got a couple of situations in the province to talk about.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's always something to talk about. So, the first case here happened on May 13th when Wadena conservation officers received information that a pile of snow goose breasts were unlawfully dumped and wasted. So upon investigation, officers determined that there were 86 breasts left to waste. And based on the stage of decomposition, they believe the goose breasts were dumped sometime between May 10th and 12th. The location of this was approximately 6 miles northwest of Quill Lake, Saskatchewan. Officers were able to collect some evidence, but we do require the public's help in finding who is responsible for this terrible wastage.
For sure. And the second one that you've got?
So it happened around Moose Jaw at Buffalo Pound Provincial Park on May 19th. Conservation officers were made aware of a small mesh gill net left along the shoreline of Buffalo Pound Lake Dam in the provincial park there. So the gill net was left behind with a bunch of other garbage. And it's concerning because it's unlawful to gill net fish, without being licensed for that water body, to impede more than two-thirds of any river or channel with a net. So that area definitely had that potential there. And to fish with a mesh size smaller than the legal size specific to that water body, or possessing a small mesh net within 500 meters of that water body. So officers collected some evidence from the scene again, and again, we're asking the public for any further information that can help with the investigation.
So if we do have any information for you, Cody, what can we do?
Quickest and easiest way is to call the Turn-In Poachers and Polluters hotline at 1-800-667-7561. You can remain anonymous, or your name will be kept confidential, and you may be eligible for a cash reward of up to $2,000. You can also check us out on Facebook at SaskTip and send us a private message there if you want, but the response may not be as quick as calling the tip line.
Cody Osborne from SaskTip, thanks for joining us for a few moments this morning.
Thanks for having me, Ben.